dancing mile I see old green grow the rushes old green grow the rushes old the sweetest years I ever spent a spent some mile I see old
green grow the rushes grow. That's a song by Robert Burns, sung by Jamie McGeeshan. And Jamie's coming to South Florida for a concert, the Kaylee concert on Friday night, and then at the South, the Scottish Festival and Games on Saturday. And Jamie McGeeshan is on the line. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, how you doing? Hello there.
All right. Now, obviously, Green Grow the Rashes Grow is a Robert Burns tune. You do a lot of Robert Burns songs?
I do. I'm actually originally from Ayr. I'm from Ayrshire in Scotland, and I've just moved to St. Louis, Missouri in December. And growing up in Ayr, it's part of our culture. And from a very young age, we're basically, we're given a lot of Burns at school. And at the time, you might not appreciate it as a wee one. But as you grow up, you realise just the enormous significance that Robert Burns has as a Scot and indeed to people around the world. So, yes, I've always been very passionate about Burns and celebrating Robert Burns.
Well, that's important because you're keeping not only Robert Burns' memory alive, but the Scottish tradition.
Exactly. And I think for me, having performed at Scottish festivals as far afield as Camperdown in Australia to New York and obviously coming to Florida, you see the immense reach that Burns has around the world, you know, from singing Auld Lang Syne at New Year's to the passion that the Scots have around the world and the Scottish diaspora. Indeed, for the amount of statues of Robert Burns around the world, of which I believe that he's got the second largest amount of statues in his honour around the world, which is amazing.
So as a wee lad, you had no idea of Robert Burns' influence. When did it hit you that Robert Burns was such a big figure?
I think it was when I went to New York for the first time. I was singing at a Burns supper for an organisation called the American Scottish Foundation back in 2015. And it wasn't until I was in this very posh, very fancy room singing the songs of Burns, and the irony wasn't lost on me, as I'm sure it wasn't lost on him. It basically came from a very simple background, you know, and I think the contrast of me being in this very opulent, plush place with lots of fancy things going on and people listening to Burns. And I'm just this wee lad from Ayrshire. And I'm thinking, what is going on? What's going on here?
So you obviously had no idea learning these songs would take you around the world.
No, absolutely not. And I'm just, I mean, that's the thing. I feel I have a real personal connection with Burns and a real sense of connection with him, having grown up in Ayr. The village of Alloway, where Burns was born, is just on the outskirts. It's just on the side of Ayr, and it's a gorgeous wee place, and it feels like it has been frozen in time. There you've got the Robert Burns Birthplace Museum and also the Robert Burns Cottage, and it's an incredible place to grow up. I think there's a tendency for people to take these things for granted when they're on your doorstep, but me, I've always had a fondness for home.
Now, there must have been a time where you rebelled, where you didn't want to sing Scottish folk songs anymore.
I think when you're at what we would call primary school, we're given Burns for poetry competitions every single year without fail. And I think most children are a bit reticent to do it, especially because of just a lot of the words, you know, we don't quite understand. So it's almost like you're being force-fed. You're being force-fed Scots, essentially. And if you don't understand it, it can be a bit heavy, a bit thick to wade through. But it's an interesting one being Scottish, because obviously we speak English, we speak Scots as well, and obviously a small amount of the population are speaking Gaelic, and that's something that seems to be on the up as well. But I've always felt like I might speak English, but I think in Scots.
When you were growing up, did someone try to teach you the bagpipes?
No, unfortunately not. I'm very grateful to my primary school teacher, Mrs. Pettigrew at Ayr Grammar Primary School, who inspired me to join the local choir. I think that was a real discovery point for me, that I just loved singing. Because I think the majority of the choir at that time, it was all girls. And I was maybe a bit shy to go along, but I realised that there was a lot of enjoyment to be found in singing and expressing yourself. And Mrs. Pettigrew was a great inspiration for me. So,
do you still talk to her? Do you still know her?
The last time I saw her was about 6 or 7 years ago, and she was still going strong. So I hope she's doing well wherever she is.
Jamie McKeeshan is on the line. Jamie is one of the many performers that'll be at the Scottish Festival in Highland Games next Saturday, and there's a special musical concert next Friday night, the Cayley at the Deak Auditorium in Plantation, sponsored by the Scottish American Society of South Florida. You mentioned you just moved to St. Louis. Was that a tough decision?
I've just got married on Saturday, so it was no tough decision whatsoever. But it's an absolute pleasure to be living here in the States now. It really is. I've always been extremely grateful for the kindness of Americans that I've met, and I think there is this unique bond between Scots and Americans, and this wonderful chemistry between Scots and Americans. You know, going right back from, you know, we're forced migration many hundreds of years ago, but just there's a connection there, and that's very much evidenced in.
Why did you choose St. Louis?
Well, my good lady, although she's from Iowa originally, she's been living in St. Louis for about 6 years, but I'm sure we'll absolutely love Florida, so we might make tracks down there soon.
Jamie McKeeshan is on the line. He's going to be at the Scottish Festival and Highland Games next weekend. When I was searching for you on the internet, you go by Little Fire. Where did that come from?
I do. So I've been using the name Little Fire as almost a pseudonym for my music for 13 years now. It actually comes from my younger brother's name. His name's Aidan. The Gaelic to English translation of the name Aidan is Little Fire or Fiery One. So anyone that you might know that's called Aidan, the name means Little Fire or Fiery One. So I guess it's actually a testament to my brother, because I was an only child until he was born. And then when he came into the world, I just felt my life just changed dramatically. He has been such an inspiration to me. And I certainly enjoy playing music with him. He's a fine fiddle player. His tutor is a gentleman called Alistair McCulloch, who has just been on tour through the States playing the Greg violin, which was Robert Burns' dance teacher's violin. And Alistair McCulloch, he's a fantastic fiddle player and also a great inspiration to my brother. So the name Little Fire, it's really in dedication to my little brother, who is a wee gem.
How much younger is he?
He's 13 years old. He's 13
years
old.
Oh, he's only 13.
He's only 13. He's just turned 13, so he's just starting the wonderful teenager stage, and I'm hoping that I can get him out here to play music with me soon, because it has been such a brilliant platform for me to go through, and I'm sure it will be the same for him.
Jamie McKeeshan is on the line. I'm just kind of curious about this, because in America, DNA research has become very popular. People want to find their roots, and a lot of American roots go back to Europe and Scotland. What about people who live in Scotland? What are your roots?
Well, it's an interesting one. So my name's McGeehan, and essentially, you know, I'll have ancestors from Ireland, maybe going back about 7 or 8 generations ago. And between Ireland and Scotland, you know, it's like everyone can trace their descendants between the two, given the proximity between the two countries. You know, it's literally a hop, skip and a jump, or a wee paddle across the water. But it's an interesting one because I don't know anybody personally in Scotland who has went down the route of tracing the roots of the DNA. I guess there's probably a feeling of there's not a need to. I feel as Scots, there almost is this kind of sense of it's not so much about the DNA. You know, it's more like a sense of you are where you feel you belong. And when people come to Scotland to live, or people come to Scotland as immigrants or as asylum seekers, indeed, I like to think we're very welcoming. And it's a case of, do you want to be Scots? Do you want to be Scottish? Okay, welcome. It doesn't matter where you come from. It just matters what's in your heart. It just matters what's in your heart to get all poetic about it.
There is a new the TV show is a few years old now, but Outlander is a popular show in America, and it seems to have revived a lot of interest in Scotland. Do you notice that?
Oh, absolutely. It tends to be one of the first talking points that I have when I'm out at Scottish festivals, because it really has been central to this reinvigoration of focus on Scotland internationally, and it's done absolute wonders for the tourist trade in Scotland. Actually, I had the pleasure to be an extra on a couple of the episodes in season 3, an extra, a supporting artist, someone who stands in the background and gets cold. So somebody who's in the background. I had a couple of opportunities to do that, and that was absolutely fascinating. Just to see the dedication of the film crew and the production unit, as well as the actors. And it really is an incredible production, and it has done so much good for Scotland. And I mean, this new series that's just launched, I believe, on Valentine's, I think they gave it a preview then. It's going to be absolutely huge. It's wonderful. It's done great for Scotland, and the writer, Diana Gabaldon, I mean, she's done wonders for Scotland through her passion.
And I guess you're benefiting from it too. Did they ask you to sing when you were an extra?
There was a couple of scenes on a film called Outlaw King, which came out on Netflix last year. So Outlaw King, it's a story about Robert the Bruce, and it stars Chris Pine, who's American. As Robert Bruce, who was fantastic. And basically on Outlaw King, there were a couple of scenes where I was part of a choral group singing on that, which was a fantastic production as well, Outlaw King. It's available on Netflix. Check it out. And that was absolutely wonderful as well. So I've sang in choral groups on Outlaw King. And with Outlaw King and Outlander as well, it's fantastic to see just a renewed interest for filming in Scotland, because it really is such a wonderful place to create art. And I'm sure I'm not alone when I feel that if you're going to make a Scottish production or a film about Scotland, go and film it in Scotland.
But Jamie, you now live in the United States. You're going to miss out on all the opportunities of filming in Scotland.
I know, absolutely. Well, I certainly plan to spend my time between the two. I'm a homeboy at heart, and Ayrshire is very much a part of me. So I plan to spend my time between the two, but it's wonderful to be here. I'm so grateful for the kindness of the people that I meet here in America. And I think it's great for me on a psychology basis. I absolutely love the positive can-do attitude of many of the good people that I meet here, and I think that will rub off on me. So I don't know. I think it's this is home now, but Ayrshire will always be home as well.
Jamie McKeeshan is on the line. Jamie is making his way to South Florida to perform at the Kaylee on Friday night and at the Scottish Festival and Highland Games on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. The festival is located at Plantation Heritage Park in Plantation, and the Kaylee on Friday night is at the Deak Auditorium starting at 8 p.m. at 57 Cypress Road in Plantation. More information at sassf.org, that's the Scottish American Society of South Florida, or 954-460-5000. You do have an album out called High Hopes. Are these songs that you wrote?
Yes, absolutely. So High Hopes came out at the end of 2014, which is a wee while ago, and they're all songs written by myself, apart from there's a Robert Burns number on it as well, Why Grow the Rashes.
Why did you write All I Need in Life?
Very good question. Basically, it's a wee love song about someone that was very special to me at the time. And I think it's got such a beautiful melody, and it's a tender wee song, and I hope that your listeners will enjoy it.
Jamie McKeeshan, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us, and I hope you enjoy South Florida.
Thank you so much. I'm very much looking forward to it. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Thanks so much for your time. It's a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you.
All I need in life is a little time and my friends. All I need in life is a little love, it's worthwhile. 'Cause when we arrive in the days and the nights, all I need in life is a little light and faith. All I need in life is a little love to make things rise. All I need in life is the days we share and